Hello and welcome to Espergenesis, the Espergenesis podcast. Again, as usual, my name is Tom and I am absolutely bushed. It is so late here. I don't know if I've ever said this on the podcast. Me and Mrs. Tom, we are expecting a baby in about a month, so I have been spending this evening putting up furniture from a certain Swedish supermarket, I guess, and now I am absolutely bushed. However, we're still getting this episode out to everyone on time. That is just how committed we are here at Team Esposito. So we are having a really great time. We're in the R&D facility at the moment and we're plodding on through that. We have got some great twists and turns coming up in the story, which I have loved writing and putting together, and I think the guys are really, really enjoying it too. And the best part is knowing that you guys are tuning in every week to have a listen to what we get up to. If you are enjoying the show, please do tell your friends. You know, there's so many social media platforms. We always say Facebook and Twitter and stuff. I'm sure they're outdated now, but God knows what's replaced them. So please do tell your friends, please do share us on the generic social media, and yeah, I really hope you enjoy tuning in again. So on with the show. Previously on Esposito. Talis, the flight navigation officer, speaks up. Venin, please don't. The sharply dressed man with the shock of silver hair and the implant pulls up his pistol and he points it at Talis and quite calmly says, 3, 2, 1. And there's this shot as Talis collapses onto the floor. And the sharply dressed man turns to someone just off camera. If we don't know the code, get her to rip it out.
I'm just going to be leaning up against one of the shelves, watching the door with my guns pointed at it.
About 40 minutes later, you're leaning up against the shelf, and you think you hear something, and you listen out, and you hear a... as these wet footsteps come up to the door, and there's a... and then the footsteps fade further off. So yeah, you managed to have a successful short rest. So you are in this storeroom, and you have a short rest. You had a little bit of a... you heard something moving around outside, but you're fairly sure it's passed on now.
Shall we carry on?
Let's head down to that experimental weapons room, but shall we try and sneak down?
I think going quietly is a good idea. Can I, by the way, whilst we're resting... Oh, I didn't rest, did I? Never mind.
You didn't, no.
That's fine.
Well, what is it you want to do? It's only a short rest, so what it says is you can't do anything much more strenuous than... like,
well, it's just the know your target feature.
Okay, and what does it tell me about that? Because if it's a really simple thing, then I'm happy for you to keep watch and do that.
I don't have the full description, but it's I can choose aberration, automatons, beasts, bionatants. I don't know why I can't read that. Constructs, Imperians, Goliaths, monstrosities. I could choose one of them and have advantage to track, have proficiency in lore and xenobiology, advantage on deception and intimidation, and advantage on stealth checks when hiding. It does increase my hit, my hunter's mark damage from 1d6 to 1d8.
I'm happy for that, because it's mainly just you thinking about it, isn't it, and concentrating.
Yeah.
It's not a physical, strenuous task.
Okay, cool.
So do you have to pick one of those things?
Yeah, I'm going to pick aberrations.
Okay.
There's an aberration room. These things don't seem like they're natural. Do you want me to roll to see if I can come up with that, or are you happy for me just to pick it?
So, John, roll a quick xenobiology check. All I'll say is that there is a difference between an aberrant and an aberration.
Oh.
Ah. The more you know.
Interesting.
That's all I'll say, that there is a difference between those two things. I'm not saying you're right or you're wrong.
I don't really know, like, I'm pretty sure I can pick humanoids as one of them, and then I get to pick two. I can't see that at the minute, but I'm going to stick with aberration.
Cool.
Shall we make our way to the experimental weapons lab?
I think that's a good idea.
Okay, so you step out of the room, and there is still a pile of bloodied corpses on the floor. What you do notice is there is significantly less flesh than there was previously.
Does it look like it's dissolved or it's been eaten?
Cannibal.
Roll an investigation check.
7.
You can't really tell, but it definitely seems like a lot of the meat that was here has disappeared.
Can I investigate?
Yeah, sure.
That would be a 15.
You kneel down and you have a look at the what's left of the creatures that attacked you, and you can see obvious teeth marks in them, which you can't attribute to anyone in the party.
Jefferson quickly wipes his mouth.
They appear to have been eaten.
It looks like that chief got hungry.
I'm glad we locked him away.
I thought he was a good guy. Well, not a good guy, but not a bad guy.
As you make your way down the corridor, you see a large double door on your right, which seems like it's made out of quite a lightweight alloy. There's a small access panel which controls the door to the side, and the corridor keeps going on straight ahead past the door as well.
Is this the special weapons room? Remembering the map?
So you look on the panel, and it states that this room is science and containment.
Let's circle back to here.
Skip this one for now.
I mean, if they escaped from here, just being devil's advocate, then they might not be in there anymore. We maybe can learn more about them and their weaknesses.
That is a valid point. Yeah, cool.
So are you going in?
Yeah.
Cool.
Yeah.
So who's opening the door?
I am stood back from the door.
Can I use the panel to open the door?
You investigate the panel, and it doesn't really seem to be linked to the door. The door is not a security door. The door is just a normal door.
D4, can you look and see if there's lights on there?
Yeah, that's what I was going to do next. Is there any? So has it got any controls over the room, or is it just complete? Is it just a sign?
It's mainly just a sign which sort of states what the room is. It is a terminal linked to the other terminals. It's sort of on the network, but it doesn't feel like there's any particular controls over this room from this panel.
Okay, I'm going to open the door.
Okay, D4 opens the door.
Sabers are ready. Straight out.
Gun at ready. Gun.
Yeah, guns are ready.
My tiny knife ready to go.
It's an exciting looking room. We can see a map, listeners. You can't, so sucks to be you.
Welcome to the visual medium of the podcast.
You enter a long, thin room running left to right. It has the same steel-grated floors and dark, murky brown walls, but it looks a bit cleaner than the rest of the base that you've seen. In part, this could be due to a bright blue glow that is enveloping the whole room. And it's the first room you've been in which you can clearly see everything. It's lit up, it's illuminated quite well in this blue glow. The first thing you notice as you walk in, D4, in the centre of the room are three bodies face down on the floor. Two of them are wearing Revesis uniforms, and they've clearly been eviscerated with their entrails sort of spread across the entire floor. One has his ribs pulled out through his back, his chest is sagging and hollow with his back has been exploded open. The second appears to have been mutilated whilst trying to climb over a computer desk. And directly in front of you is the twisted body of one of the horrors which attacked you, with its discoloured dark blood oozing out of several gunshot wounds in its chest. To the right of you is a large computer bank hooked up to several thick conduits to a large glass tank on the very right-hand side of the room. From the tank is a thick steel pipe that runs along the far side of the room. And following the pipe, with your eyes, you can reach an even larger container, which is a raised glass container on a dais, and it's glowing blue, washing the entire room with light. And floating in the centre of the container is a steel orb, seemingly hovering of its own accord, motionless. It's about 2 feet across, and its surface is covered in minute markings too small to make out from where you are, and it silently pulses brighter and dimmer. And you hear a voice that says, "Beautiful, isn't it?" And it's only then you realise that you're not actually alone in the room. At the foot of the steps facing the orb is a figure in heavy plate metal armour. She is facing away from you and hasn't otherwise acknowledged your presence.
Can I turn on... Do I have a camera on my rig? Because I have a simulator. I don't know if that has a camera on my rig. I want to turn a camera on my rig so I can record everything that's happening.
You can definitely turn it on. But this figure is otherwise not really acknowledging you. She is staring at the orb in the containment field.
I turn back to the party, eyes quite wide, and go, guys, Event Horizon.
I really need to subscribe to SpaceNet.
It's great. Yes, quite beautiful. Hello, I'm D4. Who are you?
My name is Orvelus.
Pax would like to wander into the room, and on seeing the orb, he's like, "Oh my god, so pretty." And he wanders towards it.
Okay, so you come up side by side with this figure, who is, it's a female Lorendi, you can tell quite quickly. It's a female Lorendi with blue skin and long, dark hair reaching down her back, which trails over the heavy plate armour that she's wearing. It almost looks cumbersome to move in. It's extremely extremely heavy armour, but as she moves, she seems to do so with quite a grace that belies the level of technology involved in the suit.
Can I sort of usher the rest of the party in?
Mm-hmm. As long as everyone's willing with for that.
What do you... Ooh, that looks pretty.
What is it?
Yeah, what does it do? Pax doesn't take his eyes off it.
And who are you? What is this?
Again, my name is Orvelus.
Sorry, you have a den?
I will end you.
Can I do a quick lore check on the runes that are on the sphere?
Yes, sure, go for it. You'd have to get up quite close. I'd say you'd probably have to do it with disadvantage because of you can't get up close. They're very minute.
Okay, so that is a 14.
They are of an ancient language, an extremely ancient language, but you cannot tell more than that.
Is it Protean?
What you can tell is it is it's an ancient language mainly associated with Crucibles and the Maker races.
Okay, cool.
Is there an entrance to the container as the orb in it?
There is a some steps leading up to the front, but there's no discernible entrance. It seems as though rather than being in a physical container, it's within an energy field.
Pax just puts his hand on the... Oh, it's an energy field, maybe not then.
It's nice to hear Pax's internal dialogue there.
That's what he does. He puts his hand out and it's like, "Oh no, wait, that's not..."
It's that. Almost as if you could sense me picking up my dice.
We're still enamored by this orb.
What is it?
Well, let's wait a second quickly. Are we in danger of throwing down right now, or can we just talk with you?
I mean, she is heavily armoured.
You're beneath my interests. I'm not here for you.
That's fine. Okay, cool.
Plus, I'm very aware you outnumber me 4-1. I feel I could probably murder you all, but currently it's not really worth my bother.
That's fine. You know what? I'm going to ignore the insult. I'm going to ignore the...
No insult. It's a matter of fact.
It's so nice meeting new people and getting out of the house.
It is nice meeting new people most of the time. If they're captain, doctor, damsels, I'd rather not, if we're honest.
Orvella?
Eden.
Orvelus.
Orvelus. I was so close the first two times. What's this? Why are you here? What's so interesting about it? Have you noticed the things running around?
She glances over to the dead horror lying in the middle of the floor.
Well, that one's not running around. It doesn't count.
They are inconsequential.
Are they related?
I whisper to Pax, if she thinks they're inconsequential, then she's right. We are really beneath her.
They're merely a byproduct of what we're trying to achieve here.
And what exactly is that?
You think I deign to tell you that?
You seem quite happy to talk about it. I thought we were just having a nice chat.
I mean, you can invite me here for a symposium. And damn it, I will have a symposium.
I am a scientist.
Why do you wear so much armor as a scientist? Sorry, I'll stop interrupting. Carry on.
As I said, I'm a scientist. That doesn't mean that I couldn't murder you all, but it is not my primary concern.
What is your primary concern?
Why, the artifact, of course.
Where did you find... Oh, no, I know where you found it. You found it on the Callistus. Where did the Callistus find it? Oh, wait, hang on. Quick question. When we were on the Callistus, someone said, get her to rip it out. Are you the her? Did you rip it out?
She smiles and blushes slightly.
You are the her. It's so nice to meet people that we cross paths with without realising.
And it's nice to meet a fan.
Well, yeah, I mean...
Anyway, is there something I can help you with? I imagine you'll all be dead within the hour, so time is short.
Well, fellas, if you had a willing subject, what would this orb... Could you give power to a willing subject with this orb? Well, what does it do, specifically? Tell me now.
She chuckles under her breath. She doesn't answer you, but roll a perception check.
Whilst this is happening, can I just wander over to the container on the other far side of the room that's connected to the thing with the pipe?
Yep.
15,
okay. So, Jefferson, you walk up to the container, the vat on the far side of the room that is linked up, and Pax, as you ask what could happen or what you could do, Avelis doesn't answer, but you see her eye dart to the side as she looks at the vat. Jefferson, the vat is on inspection, you see very fine blue lines, almost buzzing with their own electricity, writhing around in the black, only a hair's breadth thick.
I mean, I guess this is where I do what I was going to do anyway.
Oh no. And I shout, answer me! At her.
And I just press my Ravager pistol up against the container and look over at her quizzically.
Well,
Jefferson, please.
I said you'd all be dead within the hour, but if you want to be dead within the next 3 minutes, then that's your choice.
I don't know. I'm just seeing what pulls your strings. Does this pull your strings, or is this just me being dumb? Would I die pulling the trigger, or would I die because you kill me for pulling the trigger?
As I said, the creatures you've found here are byproducts. They're not my principal concern, but that doesn't make them any less capable of killing you all. And as for what's in the tank, we simply call it Subject 17.
What does it do?
I'm sure you don't want to find out.
Oh, yes, I do.
Yeah, I'm a little bit curious. Like, you think I don't want to find out, but honestly, I'm not as smart as I seem. And I would be really incredibly interested to find out, to the point where I'd probably kill us all just to see. I basically, I'm trying to get her to tell me something.
Yeah, I mean, basically what she's telling you is... What is in there is extremely dangerous, but she's not attached to it. It doesn't bother her.
Okay.
That's the vibe you're getting.
Then I'm not fussed.
She almost seems quite amused at the thought of it, of you doing that.
I don't have anything more to contribute to this.
I might do. Could I do an astrophysics check to see what's making it float?
Yeah, absolutely. Roll that.
Okay, so that is a 16.
Yeah, so it's clear that there is definitely an anti-gravity field in this chamber. It's quite difficult to see what's actually powering that, whether it's coming from the orb or from the containment field. But you get the feeling that the energy is coming from the artifact itself, and the artifact is somehow powering its own field, and this containment bay is doing exactly that. It's containing the power to a specific locale.
So Miss Scientist, Madam Scientist, would you prefer one of them? Should I use your name?
Orvelus is fine.
So, Orvelus, what you doing here? What's the thing that you took from the Callistus? Why are you surrounded by bodies? Just, you know, a little bit of background, if you could.
Well, I mean, I appreciate how forthright you're being, but I really don't see how that's any concern of yours.
That's a fair point. I've got very very few reasons why you should care.
I mean, look at it from my perspective. You've barged in here. I don't know who you are or what you want. I have a job to do here, which is, quite frankly, nothing to do with you. I'm surprised you're currently alive. I doubt you will be for the next 12 hours or so, but really, I don't really have any interest in talking to you about that.
Now, 12 hours, is that arbitrary or specific?
Good question, but rather arbitrary. A pure estimation. As you can see from the rest of the people around here, they don't tend to survive too long.
Well, that's fair. And I guess, you know, looking at these guys, 12 hours is quite generous of you, so thanks for that. I don't really have any reason why you should tell me anything, unless you're feeling a little bit arrogant about things and, you know, you want to show off.
I think you may have been watching a few too many movies, my friend.
Yeah, me and D4 had a bit of a marathon.
All you need to know is this orb contains the power that we will need to finally get rid of all of the pathetic life forms in this galaxy.
Oh, right. So are you doing that with Revesis, or are you just using them?
Again, you're not going to get me monologuing on this.
All right, well, I mean, I don't care so much anymore. Guys, do you want to look at the computer, or should we move to another room?
I want the orb.
You can't have the orb.
We might be able to get the orb.
Yeah, we can get the orb later.
We might be able to get it now. I think I might have found out a way to get a monologue in. Tom, this person was a doctor of some kind.
Yes, I am a doctor.
Can I do just like a quick intelligence check or like a lore check to see if I've heard of her or I've read any of her published work?
Oh that's a very good role. I'm happy with that.
Do I get advantage because of my background as a scholar?
Yeah, go on. I like it.
Well, whilst he does that, can I say, so you're a doctor. Is that an MD or a PhD?
I'm going to go with SMD SPhD.
Yeah, space. Okay.
Yeah, asking in space.
Yeah, space PhD.
Yeah, cool. It's a space PhD.
Yeah, like, you don't want to just fuck about with stuff on planets. Ugh, boring. You can do stuff in space with...
People have been doing that for thousands of years.
Diploma.
Damn hacks. I got a 23 on that check.
So you... In the back of your mind, you remember in your studies seeing one particular text which was penned by a Dr. Orvelus Lynn. And it was a text which came out of Lorinjar in the Keshite Wars about quite a few decades ago, quite a long time ago, actually. And whilst that research has been surpassed now, at the time it was one of the most cutting-edge pieces of science around cloning.
Orvelus, I know that name. I read a treatise on cloning technique a few decades ago. Obviously, the thinking's been outpaced now, but...
She looks mildly impressed.
So, is this related to your work with... Oh, that explains the horrors. This was another experiment of yours, wasn't it?
Well, I have to admit, it's always nice to meet a fan, regardless of the circumstances. It might be that I misjudged you, and you're perhaps not quite as useless as everyone else who I've managed to trudge away my way across in this facility. Why weren't you here several weeks ago? We could have used someone like you.
I have been here for several weeks. I was locked away.
Oh, that was you. Oh, shame.
You invite a man to a symposium and try to dissect him, honestly. Not even any nibbles.
Well, whatever you did to piss off Zemir, I don't know, and I can't quite comment, but
Can you dissect a star? Is that possible?
They were willing to try, and I'm incognito, you fool.
I mean, not very well.
I'm wearing a hologram.
But you were locked up in here. I assume she knows why you were locked up. She said, "Oh, that was you." I assume she knew that's what you are.
Well, I mean, I do now. You're talking right in front of me.
Oh, shut up. That was rude. That was rude.
Well, I'm not with him specifically.
No, we're more like next to each other. We accidentally... I mean, we're not physically next to each other. What are you stepping away from?
Oh, I just don't want to be in the splash zone when, you know, this inevitably happens. So anyway, Doctor, so I understand that the horrors are probably a result of some experimentation itself.
Yes, but, they were anomalies that couldn't quite be accounted for, but they have their uses.
But surely someone with your background in cloning techniques would have, you know, taken the necessary precautions to stop an outbreak such as this.
Cloning is easy. We mastered cloning years ago. This is something else. This is something beautiful.
Please explain.
Again, I feel like I've said too much, but let me just put it this way. What we're doing here will change the face of the galaxy for years. Eventually, we'll use the power of this artifact to make the universe a better place. A better place where the rightful heirs to the galaxy can take control and make things as they should be.
Can I use my expert interrogator talent to try and persuade her to tell me more?
What's that talent? I have no idea what that is.
Basically, it just adds plus half of my level to insight, intimidation, persuasion check.
Oh, cool. What's that from?
It's from being a specialist investigator.
Oh, very nice. Well, I feel it would be remiss of me to not allow that.
Okay. So I'd say when you say the right hand and sort of leave it as sort of an open question, 20.
Why... The children of Loren Jar, of course. The Fist of Gor-El will pave a way for the Lorendi to take control of this universe once more, and all the lesser species, they can't govern themselves. They don't know what they're doing. They can't look after themselves. They're children, mere children. The Nesseeve have been around for generations, for thousands of years. No one is as old as the Nesseeve. The Eldori prance around with their religions and their spirituality. They don't know how to take power. They don't know how to lead, how to generate an empire from nothing. They're as bad as the rest of you. Only the children of Loren Jar will prevail.
I sort of take a step back and do my best to say with my hologram face to the rest of the guys, "Oh, damn, son."
And I right myself a little bit. I was leaning a bit on that tank and say, "Well, that was some good monologuing. Thank you."
Oh, for God's sake, he got me out.
You sly dog.
You got me monologuing.
I'd like to, without taking my eyes off you, obviously, kind of just say to her, "Look, if you want this orb so much, why haven't you taken it yet?"
Oh, we will be doing, but to be honest, we're... almost done with it. We found out what we need to know from it. We can replicate the technology.
So can I have the orb when you're done with it?
No, I rather think that we'll be keeping this one for ourselves.
Look, I am not leaving this room without something shiny.
She looks around, gestures to a few metallic objects, an office chair, some pipes sticking out the wall. Help yourself.
Give me something shiny.
Pax, there will be blood. Pax, let's explore a bit more and see if there's any other shiny things.
I would, if you want to take this artifact, please, be my guest. I'd love to see what happens.
Yeah, that's really, I'm not okay with that. Pax, don't do that.
Where's the entrance to this thing? Is there an entrance?
There's some steps going up to the containment field.
I turn to D4 and say, "Can you drop the containment field? Do you know how?"
Well, I look at Pax for a second and say, "Pax, maybe don't take the bait of the genocide, Doctor."
Genocide's a bit strong. We're not going to kill everyone.
It sounded a lot like Mark. And I feel like drawing a line between lots of people and everyone is a bit...
I mean, what line? Where do you draw the line once the killing stops?
Semantics, surely.
As little death as possible.
So what? I don't understand. Is it just conquest without death? Is that what you're after?
We're not doing this out of some psychotic rage. No, no. This is for the greater good.
The greater good.
We are...
The greater good.
We are the rightful rulers of this galaxy. We are the eldest. We have been here first.
Did your parents leave it to you? Is that what you're saying? Was your mum the ruler of the universe and now it's yours? But the will got lost in the post.
Now it's in public domain and...
Is it up for auction? Is that what's going on? Are we annoying you a little?
Words are struggling to outline how thin this is growing.
Yeah, I'm a little bit bored too. So here's the way this plays out, and I have a preference here because I don't really care. So either we fight or we just leave.
Well, I have no intention to kill you all, but if you were... If you try to...
Well, I mean, you have no intention to kill us all yet. Let's be clear, you are planning on doing it eventually, just not face-to-face.
No, not necessarily. Those who capitulate to the will of the universe will be...
Yeah, probably not us, though, is it?
...rightfully subjugated.
How much of the universe are you planning to, shall we say, snap away?
I feel like every question I answer, there will be more questions.
Yeah, it does feel a little bit like that. Like, you answer one bit, we grow back.
As a scientist, surely that's a plus.
Oh, he's got you there. He has got you there.
But it's not social sciences.
Oh! So you were never interested in arts and humanities?
No, I did an elective in Matakai, but it wasn't for me.
Racist.
Guys, can we leave now? Can we look at the computer and leave?
We can get the shiny object later.
I want the shiny object now.
I know, Pax.
Pax, I will give you as many shiny objects as we find in this place.
There might be more killing involved first.
Ooh.
Killing then shiny objects.
Ooh, okay. Now that I like.
There we go.
But I'm at least going to loot these bodies.
Fair enough.
Yes, go for it.
Feel free. Whilst you do that, can one of you look at the thing with the screens?
D4, you're better at computers, aren't you?
Yes. Well, allegedly. I'm proficient, after all. Five. A natural five.
Natural five plus four. That's a nine.
I'm not that proficient.
You try and run a diagnostic on the energy field, which is surrounding the artifact, and it can be shut down, but not from here. You can see that the energy from the artifact is funneling through the tube along the side of the wall into the vat at the other end of the lab, the dark vat. Jefferson was threatening to shoot. A lot of the energy is channeling through that pipe to there, but a lot of the energy is also siphoning off outside of the room, and you feel like it could be shut down with, you know, not too much difficulty. However, that cannot be done from here. It's hardwired through to another area of the facility.
What if we just tried breaking that pipe that feeds its way from the container to does it run to the computer or to another room?
The pipe runs from the containment field to the vat where Jefferson's standing at the other end.
Why don't we just try and break that?
No, I threatened that, and she seemed to think it would be a bad idea, but for me, so I'm not going to do it.
Oh, Valis, what does the vat do, and why are you so intrigued about Jefferson shooting it?
Oh, that's merely one of our... it's a bit of a oxymoron, but that's one of our more successful failed attempts.
Oh, I've played this level in Dead Space.
We simply refer to it as Subject 17.
Yeah, don't break that.
I think it's one of my favourite works. I think Venin would have been proud.
Wait, is he still alive? He's not dead, right?
Oh, Venin. Venin's very much alive. He's...
Okay, sorry, it's just the past tense that really worried me, because we kind of want to kill him.
Well...
Yeah, all right, you can scoff. You can scoff all you like, but we still want to.
Project 17 powered by this artifact?
Powered, no, but... He
fed
a byproduct.
He certainly does seem to enjoy it.
Weird.
We could cut up his Wi-Fi. He'd enjoy it less. Well.
That's dark, man.
Is this orb? You took this from the Callistus?
I don't know where you'd get such an idea like that. It's.
I'm pretty sure you told us.
Okay. So you, this is the thing that you ripped out somebody.
Oh, yes, that's right. You did get that out of me earlier, didn't you?
Terminology.
Yeah, because Venom Page said, if she can't break the code, tell her to rip it out.
That does sound like the Venoms.
Are you like a thing with Venom, or?
Oh, God, no. I'd never sully myself with dirty the lower blood species. Like that.
Asking the real questions.
Anyway, D4 said that I could kill something, so let's go.
Okay, we'll go. Bye.
She turns back. She turns away and quite casually looks back at the artifact as if she's there, as if she's waiting for something.
What are you waiting for? Well, it just seems like you're waiting for something.
How did you figure that out?
Just the thought occurred to me.
She doesn't really respond. She just goes back to looking at the artifact and ignoring you.
All right then, keep your secrets.
That Harry Potter quote.
No, it's a Lord of the Rings joke.
Oh right, yeah. I feel ashamed. Can I loot these bodies before I go?
Yeah, you can. You don't really find anything of use apart from a couple of, you know, pocket protectors, calculator. Some pretty gnarly horn rim glasses. Oh,
cool. I'm making a note of that calculator. Also, that monstrosity, is it still fully formed, or is it just a smudge?
It's fully formed, but it's barely in one piece.
Can I cut one of its arms off?
Yes.
Like what is it? It's got like a claw, hasn't it?
It does, yeah. It does have a claw, yeah.
Yeah, I'm going to cut off his arm.
Okay. You now have one horror arm, I guess.
Yes.
So you make your way back out into the corridor, leaving Orvelus in the science and containment lab. And you are now back in the corridor where you first left off.
Are the doors to the room closed?
To the science and containment lab?
Yeah.
Yeah, they shut behind you sort of automatically. Sliding doors on the Enterprise.
Could I go to the panel and can I try and basically seal the door shut? Because if we're going to be going to another room to try and unlock the stasis thing, I don't want them basically run away with it or...
Yeah, okay, yeah, run a computers check.
Okay, that is a 15.
You managed to engage one of the primary locks, but not the full security protocols that would get the room into lockdown.
Can we get on the comms to our mate back in the safe room?
Yeah, sure.
Hey, what was your name again?
There's no answer.
His name's Chief.
Hey, Chief.
Oh, damn, son. Gonna keep doing it.
Chief? Guys, I think Chief's dead.
Oh, no, we had such attachment to him.
Should we head back and see what's happened?
Or we could carry on.
Yeah, we can circle back around.
Yeah, we have to circle back that way anyway to...
He's on the way out.
Fair enough. Fantastic. That's just efficient right there.
Also, Aaron, I was going to say, I'm going to give you advantage because I really enjoyed how you handled Orvelus in there.
Yeah.
So, inspiration, even.
Woo.
That was fun.
Shall we carry on our merry way?
What, why are you talking like that?
I thought that was how you were talking. I thought that was what we were doing now.
Are you mocking me?
Do you mean taking the piss out of you? Sorry. Do you mean taking the piss out of you, Verily?
I believe you're mocking me. All in favour of letting him walk in front?
No. That's...
It was super hard not for me to strike that person in there. I'm going first.
Yeah. Oh, no, Pax, don't. It's so dangerous.
That's not convincing in any way, shape or form.
Oh, meet shields at front, valuable party members at the back. D4, stay with me.
I wait for them to pass me.
I lean into D4's and in a stage whisper, I say,
good, you've got the meat shields in the front and the back. We're protected in the middle.
I've seen all the horror films. It's the front and the back first. Usually the back.
I couldn't be happier with how this has turned out.
So where are you going?
West. Away from the entrance. Not the way we came, the opposite way, so...
And you make your way down the corridor to a left-hand turn. In front of you, directly in front of you, there is a large double door made of what appears to be steel, and there's a small sign above it identifying it as sleeping quarters. The door is pretty unremarkable, except for a large trail of blood smeared across the floor going into it, and you can see this large pool of blood on the concrete dripping down in through the grated floor.
That's a remarkable amount of blood. Yeah, I vote we leave it. Guys, what do you want to do? Investigate the blood room, or...
promised me blood.
I mean,
I say we go and see some blood.
Look at the floor, there's plenty. Is there a terminal next to this room?
Yeah, there is a small terminal. There is a small terminal, but you maybe get the feeling it's there for opening the door. And that's
do you want to do the honors, Perks?
Yeah, I run into the room.
You walk in, and inside you see essentially a bit of a bloodbath. There are several members of the R&D facility staff torn into pieces. This, based on some of the footprints, this is where you think the three horrors that you previously fought, this is where you think they were, this is where you think they were eating and nesting. The room is mainly full of several beds. It is obviously sleeping quarters, but inside, the only real other real feature is there's a set of lockers against the walls.
Oh, shiny. I go and investigate the lockers.
The lockers seem fairly standard. They all have names, and they seem to be fairly regulation, high school lockers with their little flimsy locks on the front.
Anything inside? Or
you have a look. There's a few of them, and you go up and down them. There's about three or four of them. They're locked, but the locks are fairly easy to force open, which you manage to bash in with the handle of your sabers. You rifle through a few of them, and you find a couple of wallets, a couple of bits of cash, about 75 credits, which you can add to your total. There's two lockers which come with names which you recognise, really. There is a locker for Palmo Maffi, better known as, you know, the Chief, and there is also a locker for Orvelus.
Oh, I want to check that locker.
Inside Orvelus's locker, it's fairly innocuous, actually. There's various notebooks and paper. The locker is bizarrely tidy. It's anally tidy, but there's a lab coat, some trainers, a bit of stationery, but you find a small personal computer.
Okay. I'm going to put on her lab coat trousers over my heavy trooper armor.
Yeah, excellent. You can add them to your inventory quite happily.
Is it got a name on it, the lab coat?
There's a badge, but you could probably remove that.
No, I'm keeping that on.
So on the computer, as you open it up, you see an email or a message, a space mail, time stamped from about 12 hours ago from an anonymous location. And the message simply says, Orvelus, well done on taking the facility for Lorinjar. I will arrive for your extraction within a few hours. Begin backing up the data. Wipe the local hard drives and release the failed subjects from their vats. The whole thing will look like a cloning experiment gone wrong. The failed subjects escaped and killed the on-site staff. Kill Paige and remove any evidence that we were ever there. Instruct the rest of your team to grab the artifact and rendezvous at the coordinates embedded in this message. In arms, sister, Zamir. Actually, tell you what, for the purposes of the podcast, I think Pat should read that out because I want him to read it.
Okay, I'm going to go back outside in my new lab coat and trousers. Hey, guys.
You also found some horn-rimmed glasses, remember?
Oh, I stick them on. Absolutely.
Finally, another intelligent character in this party.
Does that add anything to my intelligence? Or?
It's going to give you plus one to deception rolls when trying to convince people you are intelligent.
It's like She's All That, but in reverse.
So whenever you're trying to make an intelligence based deception, you can have plus one when wearing the horn rim glasses.
Okay.
Does that still work on us?
Oh, it definitely works on you.
I'm game. All right, cool.
So I'm going to walk back out, thumb my glasses back into my face. Hi, guys. I'm super intelligent now. I don't know if you noticed, but I found some super important things that I'd like to read out to you.
Bullshit.
What do you mean?
I want to insight check him.
Okay, yeah. Contested by your deception, plus one.
Yeah. Okay. I'm going to use my point of inspiration. Yeah, fantastic use. That's way better. What did you get, John?
No, I want to hear yours first.
It's 18.
19.
No! What a waste.
I think that's the best use of inspiration I've ever seen.
So much so that I get inspiration again.
So do I know that he found useful stuff, but he's not super intelligent?
I mean, your opinion of him hasn't really changed. You know he's wearing glasses to try and make himself look more intelligent.
You look dumb. That's not an insult.
Fuck you.
I'm learning that I prefer dumb people, it turns out. I was going to say, does vicious mockery exist in this universe?
Tom, the coordinates are encrypted in the message. So is there some kind of code that we have to break, or is it within the, software or something?
I mean, I'm not sure if you'd know immediately based on who you are. I think that would be the same question that Pax would ask. I'm saying I don't think Pax would know whether...
would know that, yeah.
Know if it's a code in the message or whether it's physically embedded in the data.
Okay. All right, I'm going to read this out and then chuck it to D4. Oh, no, actually, no, to Damson.
Well, read it out first.
Oh, God.
As Pax.
Okay. So, guys, I found this message from that twat Locke Orvelus. Says this: Orvelus, well done on taking the faculty facility from Lorenja. I will arrive for your extraction within a few hours. Begin backing up the data, wipe the local hard drives, and released failed subjects from their vats. The whole thing will look like a cloning experiment gone wrong. The failed subjects escaped and killed the on-site staff, killed Paig, and removed any evidence we were ever there. Instruct the rest of your team to grab the RT fact and rendezvous at the coordinates embedded in this message. In arms, sister Zemeyer, whatever. Took it to D4.
That was painful.
D4 walks up to Pax, stands beside him, puts an arm on his shoulder and says, I'm so proud. Well done.
Do you believe that I'm intelligent?
Yes.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
I believe you. That you believe that I'm intelligent.
And then I download the message and send it to everybody's rigs.
Yeah, that's fairly easy to do. Everyone can make a copy of that message quite easily.
And D4 is the coordinates in the message, or
let me have a look. Is that a computer's check, Tom?
I would actually say that you would just know this based on a single word in this message, that he specifically uses the word embedded. So you have a feeling that the message the coordinates are hidden in the metadata of the message itself. So you can find you can't at the moment. You'd have to take it back to the computers on board the Luciola, but you're fairly confident that within that message there would be a set of coordinates in the metadata for where the rendezvous point is.
What he means is we should take it back to the Jefferson Starship, and the computers there will be able to tell us the coordinates that we're looking for.
Yes, Jefferson, we shall.
Cool.
Shall we carry on, boys?
Yep. Right. Oh. Pax, do you want to lead the way down that corridor in case there's kill?
Pax, before we go, do you want to search for any more shinies? Or are you done with shinies?
No.
I'm really super intelligent now, I don't...
You've got no need for shinies. I'm very proud. Let's continue on then.
But I sulk off in the corridor after Jetson's harsh words.
It was harsh. Cutting. Wasn't it?
Did I ever tell you that you're a terrible human? What's interesting about this message is kill Paige, right? Because I thought he was like the big bad. Clearly not.
There's always a bigger bad.
So, yeah, you make your way up the corridor to a... You walk down for quite some way, actually, about 100 feet or so, until you reach a sort of crossing where there is a extremely eviscerated body lying in the middle of the path. Damson, you recognise where you are. This is just outside your jail cell. And you do recognise the body in front of you as your jailer who you stepped over after breaking out the cell, after he was attacked by what you now know to be one of the biohorrors.
Oh, this drama queen. I sort of like lacklusterly kick the corpse.
He's very squelchy.
But he made such a summon dance about it, you know? It's just like, be eviscerated or don't. I mean, I don't need to hear about it.
Yeah, it's your choice. Don't make it everyone else's problem.
I'm over here trying to escape a prison cell using a bucket, and it was just a lot. There was a lot going on, and I didn't need...
I feel like it was a distraction for you.
Yeah, exactly. That's exactly it.
Yeah, I get that.
Really selfish.
Rude.
Oh.
So the corridor carries on for a few more feet and then bends round to the right, or there's a set of double doors on your left.
Left?
Yeah.
As you approach the double doors on your left, you notice quite an exciting two words on the door. You can see through a small reinforced window on these double doors that this room is actually extremely large. And the two words on the door say weapons testing.
I was hoping it'd be don't dead open inside. Yeah.
Walking through the door, you enter into a cavernous concrete room. About halfway down the room, there is a waist-high bench which spans the entire width of the hall, and it's separated into five numbered bays, with sort of pairs of noise-cancelling ear protectors in the style of a sort of shooting range. Out of the corner of your eye, you see two shadowy silhouettes stood in the centre of the room looking at you.
Wait, in the centre of the room with the bays?
This in the sort of to your left, sort of in the centre of the shooting range.
So where we're to use the common parlance of what we can clearly see, down the shooting range.
Yes. The floor is painted with thick white and yellow warning stripes, warning from anyone wandering down that way. And quite quickly, you see that the two silhouettes are just shooting practice targets, which are surrounded by blast marks and scorch marks all over the floor.
They've been training stormtroopers here, guys.
Nice.
Thanks.
At the back of the room, in the far corner, you can see a small fire, so what looks like a fire exit, a sort of door leading into a small room. And at the very back of the room, you see a couple of large wooden crates.